If you're like me, you want to work less, make more, find happiness, and make an impact in the lives of the people you love. Or maybe you just want to build a business you can eventually sell and retire wealthy. Either way, it takes determination and learning new skills in order to build a legacy. The problem is, the skills needed to build a great business are only learned on the job through trial and error. And unfortunately, by the time we learn them, it's too late. We've spent the last 5, 10, or 15 years trapped inside our business instead of building a great business that provides security, wealth, and freedom. Most of us are great technicians but have no clue when it comes to marketing, sales, and business operations. This podcast is for contractors and home service professionals who want to do more, be more, and have more. Who want to build a great business that doesn't suck all of their time and energy and allows them to take a vacation once in a while. Follow us on this journey as we search for answers and expose the shocking truth to creating an amazing life of purpose and building a legendary legacy. This is Legacy Hacks Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to Legacy Hacks Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about the scammy side of online marketing and lead generation. And there's a lot of feelings right now around Facebook and Facebook leads, and they've just changed their name to Meta, whatever that means. And we're going to talk about online advertising versus print and traditional media, and about creating offers. What does it take to attract leads online and turn those leads into customers? And finally, we're going to go over tracking your leads and measuring the return that you're getting and the return on ad spend and your return on investment. So stay tuned for this episode of Legacy Hacks Podcast.
Well, let's first jump in, because the thing that you were just talking about a minute ago before we started, marketing for local businesses. We've both been in this space for a long time. I'm a licensed contractor, been so for like 15 years. I've been doing my own marketing for my own businesses, building online, building websites, doing Facebook marketing and all sorts of online marketing and SEO and ranking on Google. And you've been marketing for many types of local businesses. What is that? What does it look like? You were talking about how it's gotten so scammy lately that people are like hesitant to hire any sort of marketing company.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of is twofold, right? It depends. First and foremost, there's like different levels of it, right? Large businesses, medium, small, and then like the majority of them are going to be locally owned. You know, the average guy, the average family who's, you know, started their business and is kind of moving forward. So like the big guys, big corporate marketing, branding kind of stuff, they typically work with like really large scale agencies, and they have the capital to spend on top of mind branding and all that stuff. But where we focus on is the mid-level and the guys who are independent local business owners. There's sort of this, you know, feeling in the industry that all marketing companies are bad and they're all out to get you, and that the only way to really grow your local business is to really get good at, you know, acquisition of leads and marketing and all that stuff, is to just do it yourself. Mainly because,
or go the traditional way of like print ads in a magazine or newspaper.
Yeah, because it's not taught, right? Like you start a business and you're not taught the marketing side. Very rarely are you even taught the business side. I mean, I'm fortunate enough to have been in business development for large corporations for over 15 years and can understand what it looks like on the inside, you know, making those big level decisions and you know, really thinking like a CEO, because CEO's not really doing all the little stuff, right? They've got a structure. They've got directors and managers, and then they've got those people underneath there and project specialists and all these different folks that do different types of aspects in the business. But as a small business owner, you're kind of forced to wear all these hats. And the thing that you're taught is like, hey, build a good referral network and print out some flyers and print out some business cards and—
Yeah, go to a BNI group.
Go to a BNI group, right? And I'm not discounting BNI groups or anything like that, but 30, 40 years ago, that was it, right? That was the sauce. That's how you got to it. But the internet changed pretty much everything. And with that, you have to kind of adapt. And we've seen companies in the local home service space like pop out of nowhere. Like recently, I'm starting to see like these guys that do like air dryer vent cleaning. And they're just like they just popped out, you know, and I Googled them and it's like a brand new franchise in the last 6 months, a year or so. And they're in like, you know, 15 states already. And it's like, how did these guys get like this? They definitely not through word of mouth and door knocking or flyers. You know, they use the internet to leverage those opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of local businesses are still, even though the internet and Facebook has been around for a long time now, local businesses are still skeptical, like, or don't even know, like, well, how can Facebook work for me? And they think like posting on Facebook, you know, organically is online marketing, or boosting a post and spending $5 and boosting it around a 5-mile radius around their business. Number one, that's not marketing. That's just posting. That's awareness. Marketing is, there's no offer attached to it. Even people that I do see spending money on ads, it's their message is, hey, come buy my stuff. And that's not an offer, and that's not marketing.
Right, right. So we see it all the time. There's like this love and hate relationship. If we're specifically talking about, let's say, the Facebook platform, there's this love and hate relationship. There's people right now who just hate it. But they're voicing how much they hate it while they're on the platform.
Right? Yeah, and they hate it for personal reasons, not because it's done anything bad for their business. They just don't like social media and they think it's corrupting our society.
Right, but they're complaining on social media, right? Ironically.
Right.
But for business purposes, it's a great tool, okay? Between Facebook, and most people don't know, Facebook, they own a bunch of sister companies. They own a bunch of companies that do data warehousing. And so the amount of data that they have is incredible. So between Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, okay, which is their company as well, mm-hmm. Messenger, and then all their sister companies, you literally like cover every nook and cranny of the planet. Like you can get in front of literally anybody. And it's so inexpensive compared to other mediums. Now, I think where a lot of small business owners really have lost their faith in some of the advertising is that they've got this false expectation of thinking, well, if I put $5 in it and it didn't work out, I didn't get a single customer, then this medium doesn't work, right? If I put $10, I use Facebook, I spent $10 on it. Well, did you do proper targeting? Did you have a good offer? Did you invest in like imagery and all this stuff? Well, no, I just clicked the boost button and it didn't work. So it doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Oh. And they spend, no. And check this out. So, and you, that's a great point too, because like I have this magazine, I'm sure it goes around to like every state in the country. And I've run ads in this magazine. I mean, this half page ad right here is $1,000. It's $1,000 for 1 month. And you might get one call. Like I've run ads in this and I got zero calls one time. And the magazine said, okay, well, yeah, that's really weird. We'll run it another month. And they gave me another month for free. But it's $1,000 a month, but people are spend $25 on Facebook and they go, oh, well, that didn't work.
Right.
It's like commit to spending $1,000 a month on Facebook and you will have so much business that like you'll have to close your business because you just won't be able to handle the amount of business that you get off it.
Yeah. I think it's just a lack of understanding of how it works. Really, online is no different than offline.
Yeah.
Okay, and people, for some reason, they go online and they're so confused by platforms and the acquisition process and the workflow they follow.
Yeah, and you still have to have a good offer.
You still have to have a good offer. In fact, the company that I worked for a long time, we had a lot of money to spend. I mean, we're spending millions of dollars every year on advertising just on specific platforms. Like I remember spending like $5 million a year on Google alone. And that's not a large budget. by any means $5 million a year, okay, for a company, yeah. Especially when they're big. That's not a large budget. However, even this company, they did billboards and they did print advertising, and they weren't even measuring it. So they didn't even know if their billboards were working. Oh, we know kind of that it's working because people recognize our brand and blah, blah, blah. So this whole branding thing, right? But how many times do you really drive down the street, you look at a billboard and you say, I'm going to call that number or I'm going to do this?
Never.
I mean, for companies like Coca-Cola, Starbucks, and big brands like that, yeah, I mean, spend $50 million on a billboard or a branding campaign. But for small businesses, locally owned, you don't have the luxury to be doing that. And so you need to spend your money and your resources where there's going to be a return. And you have to also measure that. That's one thing that a lot of people don't really even understand about, you know, print advertising in general, is that most of them don't measure them. It wasn't until we started adding what we call vanity URLs to print advertising and tracking numbers that we could say, okay, well, you know, it's actually working or it's not working. In fact, I had a client who consulted on us on a vehicle wrap. And those are cool because it's branding and people will call you or whatever. But for her specific business, it wasn't like a local home service business. She had a luxury like real estate brand. And so I'm like, you know, your consumer's not really looking at vehicle wraps for something like that and calling you. Like, that's kind of a bad investment to spend a few thousand dollars on that. She went ahead and did it anyways. And I advised her. I said, if you're going to do it, put a tracking number and a tracking URL on it so that you know that anybody who calls from this or visits this specific link only comes from the efforts that this truck is providing.
Right.
And in 6 months, she had zero calls, zero visitors.
Yeah.
So I told her, I said, okay, well, now you know that, yeah, it looks nice and it does all this stuff, but is it really worth the effort? And that's the same thing for a lot of these print advertising mailer kind of deals, right? Most people can kind of say, well, I have an idea. Every time I put something on, I may get a pop of customers or whatever, but are you really tracking it? And that's where the online world really excels, like the Facebooks and the Instagrams, YouTube and all that stuff. Can you track it? Like, okay, you spend $20 and you didn't get a single customer, then you can track different things, right? Like you can say, okay, well, I spent $20, but I can tell from those $20 how many people actually viewed my stuff, how many went to the page where I send them to, how many of those, you know, didn't turn into anything. And you can kind of tell where in the process the thing is broken, as opposed to, hey, I'm going to send 100,000 of these to the zip code, but you don't know if somebody's standing in front of the mailbox in the garbage can, you know, trash, 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 trash.
Yeah.
And they won't tell you how many actually opened it, viewed your advert or anything. It's just, you know, it's just.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, though, some of these companies like this, they are providing tracking numbers. So if you do advertise in a print ad, whatever company you're going with, ask them if they are using tracking phone numbers, and they'll be able to tell you exactly how many calls you got from that ad.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you liked this episode and found it valuable, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening. It helps others find the show and helps us reach a bigger audience. If you have a question or need help with your marketing or business development, reach out to us on our Facebook page. Just go to Service Pro Ninja on Facebook, or you can go to legacyhackspodcast.com and use the web chat widget to send us a text message. Thanks for listening, and until next time, go be legendary.